Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go with me to John, the 13th chapter? John chapter 13, and then also 1 Corinthians 13. John 13, 1 Corinthians 13. We've been speaking and ministering on Sunday mornings now for several weeks on the subject of the love of God. The love of God. And I believe it to be one of the most important subjects. I would go ahead and say this, the most important subject that Christians could think about, that preachers could preach on. Now that's saying a lot. The most important. Why would you say that, Brother Keith? Well, God is love, right? The love command is the New Testament commandment from the lips of the Master. Can you get any more important than God?
No,
you can't. So it is the most important. And we are a faith people, a people of faith, understanding faith is the victory that overcomes the world, understanding without faith it's impossible to please God. But what else does the Scripture say? That faith works by love. So you can't ignore the love of God and be victorious in faith. Cannot, because our faith works by the love. So how many are interested in faith? And how many are interested in love? Amen. So in John 13, this is our golden text, if you want to say it that way, our main text that we've used repeatedly. John 13 and verse 34. The words of Jesus, John 13, 34. Let's pray before we read. Release faith. You're not limited to what I know today. Thank God. We've got the Holy Spirit in us and among us. He can say things to you I never said. Are things through me to you? Are things about what was said? How many understand that the Holy Ghost is smart? Oh, He's Spirit of God is. Whew, I mean, He can reveal to you just like that what you've been stumbling over for years, and you just sit there and go, okay, that's what to do. You just see it clear and know it, and just straighten out problems in your life if you look into Him. So that's what we do right now in prayer. Let's look to the Lord. Father, we thank You so much for Your goodness, for Your faithfulness, for Your loving kindnesses, Your tender mercies to us. Oh, so many things You've done or doing and have yet planned to do great things for us, and we thank You for it. Thank You for Your holy written Word. Thank You for the great teacher, the mighty Holy Spirit, whom You've sent to indwell us and to be our guide and our helper. And we look to Him, and we depend upon Him, and we yield to Him this morning, and we say, give us utterance, full and complete. Give everybody eyes to see and ears to hear, and a heart that understands, and a receiving heart, and grant us answers to questions, and solutions to problems, and help and grace and strength in Jesus' name. We'll not be hearers only, but be doers, and we'll give You all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer, not a hearer only. Now say this out loud, a prayer to God. Said out loud, God, get glory to Yourself in my spirit, in my body, in my life, in my family, my finances, my business. Get glory to Yourself in me and all mine. Amen. You know, when you want what God wants, for the same reasons He wants it, you become unstoppable. Did you hear me? I said, when you desire what God desires, for the same reasons He desires them, who can stop God? You become one with Him, you become unstoppable. Your success becomes unpreventable. Somebody should say amen at least one time. All right. John 13, are you there? The New Testament commandment. Jesus said, John 13, 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, by us loving each other like He loves us, by this shall all men know that you are My disciples if you have love one to another. This is the seal of genuineness. This is the acid test of real Christianity. How can we tell that somebody really is a born-again child of God? He said, by this will all men, everybody, that'd be saved and unsaved, everybody could recognize that you are a true disciple of the Lord's. That is, you've really been born again. You really are a child of God. 1 John said, we know that we passed from death to life. Why? Because we love a specific group, the brethren. Well, here, we are to love the unsaved, but that's not what this scripture said. God loves the world. Loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. But who are we told to love here? Each other. And like 1 John said, love your brethren. That's people who've been born again. Yeah. Our strongest witness to the outside is how we treat each other. Yeah. Amen. It's why the devil works so hard to stir up and to perpetuate strife. Split Christian families, split Christian churches, split Christian ministries, because it absolutely undermines our witness to the world. Yeah. They think, well, they fuss just like us. Why do I want to be a Christian? Oh, but friend, when we overcome our selfishness, when we care about each other, take care of each other, rally around each other, use our faith for each other, share our resources and money and stuff with each other. I mean, people from the outside will get to looking going, man, I want to join that bunch. Yeah. Because you join, you part of that bunch, you got it made. Yeah. You'll never be alone again. Yeah. Never be without prayer and support and help and faith again. Yeah. And that's the way it is. Yeah. Well, it should be in every Christian family, every Christian church. So this is the New Testament commandment that we love one another as He has loved us. Well, in 1 Corinthians 13, we have this great exposition of the love of God. The word love has been so overused and misused and abused until so many folk don't even know what love is. You got a lot of men don't even like to use the word love. They think it indicates sappiness and weakness. God is love. Is God sappy? No. Or weak? No. God doesn't get any. I mean, you look up in the word strong in the dictionary and God's picture will be there. Oh, he is strength personified. And He is love. Selfishness is weak. And it makes you weak. And if you seek for yourself, the Bible says you'll perish. But if you lay down your life for others, take strength to do that. I mean, we're talking about these Medal of Honor recipients. A lot of them did it. A lot of these medals have been awarded after their death to their family. They laid down their life for their buddies, for their company, for their country. Ran right into fire. That's not weak. I said, that's not weak. I mean, there's cases of individuals that had three or four bullets in them and they kept going back and dragging buddies out. Bleeding from four or five corners and just keep on doing it. Amen. Run back into fire? That's not weak. That's love. That's love for your family at home. You want them to stay free. Amen. It's love for your buddy next to you. Amen. It's love for your God. If you know Him. Right? Oh, thank God for a revelation of real love. I mean, in the world, people talk about, you know, I love my car, I love apple pie, I love pizza, I love you today. And people fall in love and fall out of love. I'm sorry, but I just don't love you anymore. The thrill is gone. Well, it's doubtful you ever loved them. Did you hear me? Oh, yeah, we were in love. Well, I didn't say in love. I said it's doubtful you ever loved them. When people say, I love you, I can't live without you. I love you, I need you. That's not loving them. That's loving yourself. You love how they make you feel. You love what they do for you. That's not loving them. Let me tell you what real love is. God loved us while we didn't even like Him. While we were yet His enemies, Christ died for the... We weren't doing a thing for Him. We weren't giving Him any warm and fuzzies. But He loved us so much that He bought us back. He paid for us. That's love. Even though we mess up and goof up, He ever lives to make intercession for us. That's love. That kind of real love. The love that'll go into fire for somebody. Love that'll go to the cross for somebody. Love that'll lay down your life for somebody that don't even like you. That kind of divine love has been shed abroad in your and my heart by the Holy Ghost. And we can live that way if we'll yield to it. How am I to love you and you to love me? Like Jesus has loved us. Well, that kind of love is described in 1 Corinthians 13. Are you there? That kind of, this divine love is described in 1 Corinthians 13. And in verse 4, he begins to describe it. The word charity is used, and a lot of your modern translations don't use charity. It uses the word love, because that's what it's talking about. It's talking about divine love. Love suffers long, puts up with long, and is kind. Now, doesn't just put up with something and mean while it's putting up with it. A lot of times folk put up with something because they don't think they got a choice. But they're mean, bitter, gripey. No, you put up with stuff and you're kind. Everybody say kind. Kind while you're putting up with it. We could preach on that, couldn't we? I mean, you're putting up with stuff. You're taking a bunch of stuff. You're putting up with a bunch of stuff, but you're just sweet. And kind. Somebody says, how, what are you doing through all that? And you go, well, the Lord's helping me. How do you put up with them? Well, they got their good points.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.